this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy.
Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest-running, most respected money show on radio. I am Teddy Parrish, CFA, and I'm joined here today by, you guessed it, the good Dr. Gene Hensler.
It's great to be here.
Benjamin Crowe.
Who's got a CPA.
CFA.
CFA, CFP, yeah. QRA. MGB.
Yeah, all of that good stuff.
All that good stuff. It's got every one of those Algonquin banks. We're eminently qualified to answer any of your questions, and we will.
Yes.
But first, I think what we're going to do is we're going to look over the some of the indications of the economy.
Before you do that, Doc, we need some of these listeners may want to get a hold of us during the weekend. They can always email you with questions at drgene@hensler.com. Or if you just don't want to ask the question through email and you need some help, you can call us at 1-855-429-9166.
If you're outside the metropolitan calling area and inside, 770-429-9166. And evidently, they can tweet.
Yes.
And
follow us on Twitter at Hensler Group, H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R Group, and Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. We have a host.
We got it all covered, don't we?
Ben, do you do any of these things?
Should I do as much as I can. Yes.
I'm not on any one of those things.
None of them.
Zero, nada. I guess my son is on Facebook and stuff like that. But anyhow, yes, and we look forward to answering your questions. And, of course, if you want to do business with us, that'd be great, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take a look at some of the broad economic background coming in here. It's a mixed bag again, and I guess the first thing I want to talk about is inflation. Finally, you and I and everybody else in the whole world has known that everything's gone up in price.
Yes,
and
right.
I see this figure, inflation's 0.1%.
Right.
BS. Let me tell you that I do the shopping, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And consumer price index rose 0.3% in April. It's about time. And there's nothing that hasn't gone up. Rents are up.
Yeah.
Food's up.
Extreme.
Fuel's up.
Mm-hmm.
Clothes are up.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is. The only thing that's down is if you want to buy a 105-inch TV, that's down from where it was last year.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many of you people want a 105-inch TV. You may have to have a bigger apartment. I have an 85-inch, and my wife said, I said, 105 curved screen. I said, sell the house, buy another.
Get a wall big enough.
Get a wall big enough for it.
Yeah, and inflation also ticked up from the producer side of the equation.
Which means,
well,
what I tell you, that theoretically, when producer prices go up, they're going to raise prices.
Eventually
down.
Get passed along, right?
Yeah, and that was up 0.6%.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not good. So,
yeah.
All right, let's take a look. What else came out? Chain store sales. Well, that was hard to say.
The weekly
chain store sales snapshot.
Yes.
What happened?
For the week, they declined 0.1%. Not much. I mean, it was kind of a surprise given that, you know, the Mother's Day holiday weekend, which was good for sales of a lot of retail chains, restaurants, et cetera.
Yeah, I would think.
They're saying that the warmer weather and modestly falling gasoline prices should boost consumer spending.
Yeah, I see that they're still talking about the bad weather in April. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it a little later with some of the stores. Retail sales?
Actually, they were weak 0.1%, but March was upgraded to 1.5% from a negative number.
Well, hold on.
Reported.
Wasn't the weather really lousy in March?
I thought it was, part of March and mostly February, yeah. Pretty bad.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But they were earnings everybody's complaining about, but somehow sales were up. Wait, what are you thinking?
I don't know. I think we're going to. We had a couple of them that had some trouble, didn't we?
Yes,
we'll talk about
it
in a minute as far as the retail side.
Yeah,
definitely. The mortgage application survey was up 3.6% this week, and it was led by refis.
Well, you got interest rates, you know. I mean, the 10-year, that back down, it touched below 2.5% today.
Well, I got a 4.17 on a 30-year mortgage.
So mortgage rates have fallen. a little bit here recently. Know,
folks, you're getting that opportunity to refinance.
There's only two people out in America
who, that haven't.
Who haven't. They listen to us. I don't, if they're dragging their feet, waiting for it to go back down
many
to,
times,
to go down to 3.1 again or whatever, 3.25.
Yep.
Not going to happen. But I'm glad to see that. And I was looking locally. Am I looking? I mean real locally.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Cobb County. That building permits are down quite a bit from last year.
As far as housing, I mean, single family housing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I keep, you know, everywhere I go, I'm seeing more commercial stuff. How about you guys? I mean, up, you know, I live north of here, and I mean, they are building, you know, there's a lot of construction going on the commercial side, but I mean, residential is.
Well,
you know,
I've seen a lot of residential around the golf course and around our area and stuff like that. But maybe that's a one month kind of thing.
But
you're right about commercial. I'm seeing more places that were. A bare spot in the road, and all of a sudden, bing, they're putting up a...
I mean, you know, there's two or three, you know, fast food places going up in Calhoun, you know, that kind of thing, you know, a little bit out.
Well, I'm a little out of the Calhoun buying area, but I'm glad for you to report to me.
Up north, giving you a little indicator up north.
That's part of Atlanta Metro now, right?
Are the carpet companies back? Doing pretty well?
Yeah, they're doing well.
Yeah, there's your answer to housing.
You know, I mean, of course, they've been, you know, tied to housing and so forth.
Right.
And but, you know, they've enjoyed the rebound on the housing side. And, you know, big plant, you know, they're putting in Adairsville. You know,
they reported pretty good earnings the last time around.
Yeah.
The carpet companies.
Yeah. And well, like Mohawk, you know, we've got some clients that work there, and their stock has done really well. So, yeah, I mean, I think thanks for moving along.
Yeah, certainly are in the Atlanta area, too. But interesting is that employment in Georgia went up 43,000 new jobs, but unemployment stayed at 7%, which means people are moving in. That's good as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, unemployment rate in Cobb County is below the national average. It's like
6.3.
Good. And speaking of jobs, jobless claims actually fell below 300,000 for the first time during the recovery. Which I thought was a big number. Of course, they'll wait next week and revise
that. Another thing, industrial production. There's a negative there, and I keep on going every week. I go positive, negatives. We haven't had a week go by when it was everything up or everything down.
Right.
It's been
a mixed bag
every week, and that's why we have such a weak performance. And the rumor is out there with the adjustments, et cetera, on the inflation basis, is that we're actually going to have a negative
revision
for gross national product or gross domestic product in the first quarter, which would...
I believe it comes out next week.
Yeah, which would ring a lot of bells for Republicans who are running for office.
Yeah.
Interest rates, we talked a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that the 10-year... had dropped 13 bips to 2.49.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a result. Come on, tell me what the result of this is. Stock market got hammered.
Last couple of days. I mean, we were hitting highs, you know, Monday, Tuesday.
That's right.
Right?
Here's Wall Street's opinion. Everybody sold all of their stocks and put all of their money into bonds. Read the reports. That's what it is.
I heard Santelli just yelling on TV yesterday, trying to explain why, and I still can't make any sense out of what he's saying.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of talk about valuations. Yeah. I mean, you know, we got some questions I think we're going to talk about later, I don't know if it's what's new or not.
We can render our opinion then.
And briefly, the week was down.
Yep. Actually, down 41 basis points. We're still up 1.22% year to date. So, you know, pretty mixed market. You know, earnings season.
And again, the big one is utilities up 9.99.
Yes.
And energy up 4.89. Healthcare. And the dogs are consumer discretionary and financials. Now, I'm looking down here on the earnings reports, Teddy.
Yeah.
And utilities. Sales growth was 19%, and the earnings growth was 19%. Come on.
Well, that was that was the weather related,
weather.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
related.
Because they had it.
Well, you think that might have an impact on how much people are going to be spending for food, clothes, and luxury items? You know, if my electric bill is 20% higher, my utility bill is 20% higher this year. Than last year, that's a big impact.
It is a big impact.
Yes.
It is, and, you know, as the retail sales indicated, utilities They suffered in April, so that's going to quickly reverse in terms of the utilities.
Well, today, we record on Thursdays, it's about 10 degrees below zero, and the wind's blowing about 20 miles an hour outside. That's what it seems like after these 80-degree days that we've had along that. All right.
Earnings.
Yes.
We are almost done with this first quarter of reporting. We had some good companies come out. McKesson reported great numbers. Cisco Systems, they beat their estimates. It was junky. It was very junky.
I'm sick and tired of these tech companies whose sales are down and their earnings are down, and they beat expectations. You know what? They're going to beat expectations all the way down to zero in bankruptcy.
It's the wrong direction, right?
Don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just serious now. I mean, Cisco's... is the poster child for this kind
yes,
of optimism.
Yeah.
And the same thing with IBM. Walmart, you want to talk about its returns his complaints?
Walmart and Kohl's, another retailer,
you know,
and they're complaining. I mean, Walmart, same-store sales, what's going on? I mean, you know, they keep going down. It's been going down for a while, hasn't
they're too
it?
Big.
Hasn't it, Teddy?
They're large. I mean, you shouldn't expect a company to grow. I mean,
law of large numbers catching up with everybody?
Well, with them, Kohl's is the model is just they're trying to redo it. I mean, they hired a new merchandising head, and she hasn't really been around long enough to make a difference yet. You know, that company does well with soccer moms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not much flash with Kohl's, and you know, it's not going to grow as fast as it did 10 years ago. Okay. I mean, there's a lot of competition in that space. And like I said, there aren't many bells and whistles with Kohl's, but I think that there's a good chance it'll turn around over the next year.
Where does Walmart go from here? I mean, you know, I read, you know, that they're looking at opening some smaller stores, that kind of thing. I mean, where
they're cashing checks.
And banking, and you know, they're
banking.
They said they make a ton of, or they, you know, the highest fee revenue, you know, their clientele, yeah. you know, for yeah. cashing checks, that kind of thing. I mean, is that just... open up different avenues.
Well, when you say when you, when,
it's too big.
I don't know this. I don't want to give you a hard time about this. But how many stores are they opening in a year in the U.S. for example? Not many anymore.
No, they pulled back on that. They're trying to, like Ben said, they're opening those community stores, which are smaller concept. They're also toying with the idea. This is what I hear of spinning off Sam's Club. You know, I don't know how much
that just hasn't competed against. Costco just hasn't.
I think that they their focus has been in naturally or on purpose is to target a lower middle class. Costco is, I think, the not necessarily totally affluent customer, but a little higher end than Walmart.
Yeah, I know. They have some pretty fancy watches and stuff in there, and big TVs and stuff like that. But I don't know about Walmart because I don't get in there very often. Past their garden shop. I mean, that's not an exaggeration. I get in their garden shop. Kohl's, the only time I went into Kohl's in my life was just to go in to see what Kohl's actually was like. Yeah. It was a pleasant store.
I like Kohl's. I mean, my wife loves, you know, Kohl's. We got a lot of kids and stuff. You know, I mean, it's a good place to shop. So
yeah, they had Columbia and a bunch of different stuff, and I just browsed around. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a neat store, and I didn't quite get the drift of it, but, you know.
Well, you know, that is discretionary. That segment of the consumer discretionary is, you know, you have a very fickle consumer. I mean,
that's between the Kohl's is between a Walmart and a Macy's customer.
I would say yes.
I'd say Macy's and Kohl's probably. Yeah, they may be in line. I mean, they may be closer to equal then.
Okay.
And you got all of these smaller Abercrombie and Fitch and all of those that compete. I think they take share away from Kohl's. And it's just a tough market to compete in. You know, Kohl's, before they were all over the place, and, you know, they had room to grow.
They're out of Wisconsin, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've kind of run out of area. I mean, they saturated the market. I mean, they slowed down their store growth as well. But, you know, it's a situation where they got to get their...
Hey, Teddy, how's Buckle doing?
Buckle's still kicking some butt.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you were mentioning Abercrombie Finch, and these are the kind of stores in Hollister. What is that?
Hollister.
Hollister. And like that. Those things go up and down because they're fickle. They're kid
fattish.
Market. Yeah. But Kohl's isn't, as you said. It's a soccer mom kind of place.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyhow, things are bouncing all over the place. John Deere had a stronger than expected quarter, but they said that things aren't going to be that good because things are slowing down in South America. in the Soviet Union. Here's another thing. Same thing. I think Macy's had the same weather that Kohl's and Walmart didn't they?
That's
and their sales were up 3.2%. Their profit was up 3.2. And, I mean, what can I say? I think Macy's has just maybe hit the right spot. You know, let's talk 4 or 5 years ago, Macy's was in the tank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They, their men's department, you know, I just speak from experience, is awesome. You know, I think that's made them more competitive. But that
men don't do the shopping. Women do the shopping for men's clothes.
I got you about that. Oh, I see.
Maybe not for you, but for most of them.
Well, somebody's going to
buy. You look like a bum. I'm going to go buy you some shirts. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial. Well, I hear you whispering the
words. All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.